Zia's Commitment, Part 3. Zia awoke and stepped onto the warm floor. It was now spring, and she enjoyed the smell of flowers and the warm morning breeze. She had been training with her grandfather for 2 months now and was gaining accuracy and strength each day. Her fingers had developed strong calluses, and her arms and back no longer ached as they did when she first started her rigorous training routine. As she sat eating her breakfast, she was caught off guard by a thought. Why am I training for this? What do I get if I win? She looked up at her grandmother. Gram, what does the winner of this hunting challenge get?
You mean you don't know? Her grandmother said with a smile.
The winner of the hunting challenge receives several awards. Your household will not have to pay taxes during your lifetime, and will be invited to a feast with the king. But the most precious prize will be the respect you will earn from the entire country. You will be part of the small group of the elite, the best. Zia's imagination whirled. What would she wear if she were invited to the king's palace? What would her family do with the extra money they could keep? And what would it feel like to be a hero? With the target contest only days away, Zia was eager to compete. She felt strong. She felt ready. She no longer feared the test and longed for the date to arrive. With a new enthusiasm, she darted out the door to practice her shooting. Finally, today was the day. Zia and her grandparents prepared to go to the palace grounds for the target contest. On their way, they were joined by others going to watch. Zia's friend Tara joined her as they strolled towards the castle.
Zia, I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. You've been spending so much time shooting your bow that you haven't had any time to hang out with me or the other girls.
Zia was sad as she thought about the fun she had been missing with her friends. She began to question the amount of time she was spending training each day.
I know, Tara. It's been hard for me. I've missed seeing you all. I just hope it's been worth it. Today, we will find out.
Tara broke off and headed back to her group of friends. Zia caught up with her grandma.
I miss my friends, Gram. During the last few months, I've barely seen them. I've spent all my time with Papa shooting.
Yes, it's taken up quite a bit of your life, Zia, but it will be worth it. Nothing of value is acquired without sacrifice. Future rewards always require you to sacrifice what you currently hold dear. You must be willing to commit to your goal and give up what you want today, so you can get where you want to be tomorrow.
Zia pondered her grandmother's words. It hurt to let go of the time she wanted with her friends, but it would hurt more to let go of her dream of becoming great.
She refocused her thoughts and strode towards the castle. Zia stood in a line of what felt like an endless number of archers. As they completed each skill, the group of hopefuls was thinned. During the first few challenges, Zia, the youngest of all, was greeted with boos and laughing. But as the crowd saw her impressive accuracy, they began to quiet down. The beginning of the target contest had started with 100 shooters. After each challenge, the bottom 10 were knocked out. They were now down to 20 archers. This was the final round to decide who would be entered into the hunting challenge. Each archer was given 3 opportunities to shoot a plum that was launched into the sky. Zia was hopeful as she watched the attempts of those ahead of her. Her grandfather had drilled her to the point of pain on this shoot. She had performed it hundreds of times. It was now Zia's turn. In order to qualify, she needed to hit 2 out of the 3 targets. She notched her first arrow and took a breath. The plum was launched into the air. Zia aimed ahead of the target, released the arrow, and watched. Splat! The arrow struck the plum. Zia's heart raced with excitement. She drew again. Twang! The arrow cruised like a bullet, right on course. Splat! Zia let out a loud whoop as she realized what she had just accomplished. She was now a finalist in the Great Hunting Challenge.
The top 10 qualifiers have been decided, roared the gamekeeper. 6 months from today, we will see who is the most skilled archer in the kingdom.